at the 2015 Beltwide Cotton Conferences. I'm visiting with Dale Thompson. And Dale, I understand you work for the National Cotton Council. Tell me a little bit about this year. We're in what we call the new format. But we have one of those under our belt.
We do.
How did that go, and what's your anticipation for this year?
Yeah, well, again, we felt very pleased with the 2014 conferences in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. They were well attended. Participation was good. Yes, the numbers were down because we'd gone from a 5-day to a 3-day conference and more compact, which is what our membership requested that we do. So we've honored that request from the industry to downsize the conference, and yet at the same time maintain the technical conferences as an integral part of the education process that goes on in the cotton industry.
How many different conferences comprise this now?
Well, have to ask me that.
Yeah, I think it's...
And name them all.
Again, we've got about 15 different disciplines that are active at the conferences. Some of them meet jointly. Others of them are relatively small. But the core group, you know, the insect, agronomy, physiology, and those kind of things, those meetings are still well attended and still strong draws for those associations.
And you have a big focus on consultants here.
Yeah. We do have a big focus on consultants. Again, these are the people that get in, that the producers and depend on to get information to them, and they depend on those consultants more and more in this day of you know, technology increasing every day, and to keep abreast of what's going on in the cotton industry with so many different new technologies on the horizon.
I know you always look at a conference and when it's done and talk about, okay, what can we do better, or how about this year versus last year? Have you made some tweaks or things that are kind of maybe a little new? Or
Well, the main thing we've done is maintain what we've done in the past and work closely with our core group of organizations that support that have supported the Beltwide in the past, and keep their, you know, try to do the best to keep their interest up, keep them involved in the cotton community, and make sure there's something of interest for them, and that the people that attend the Beltwide are the people that they feel like are their audience.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you, I know that Marjorie Walker's not here, and Cotton,
sure.
Those of us in the media, miss seeing our friends at the Cotton Council, but we understand that. So, good overview. I know, I think we're going back to New Orleans next year, right? Going to do it all again.
We'll do it again in 2016 in New Orleans. Have the same venue that we've had in New Orleans in the past. The conference will obviously be new research, new findings and new developments that will be introduced at that conference, just like we are at this year. And you know, once again, it just builds on what we've done in the past, and that's our goal, is to continue to make sure people have those same types of resources that they've depended on to get the newest and latest information on cotton in all phases of production.
Speaking of some of that research before we close here, when you look at this overall program and all the different elements, is there just anything personally that kind of stands out for you that you're intrigued by seeing this year that maybe is, you know, man, we never even heard of such a thing 5-10 years ago, you know?
Well, again, you know, this is, and it'll be talked about in the Jenner's Conference, but my interest is in bale packaging and cotton flow, you know, that are not necessarily discussed at this conference. Yeah. But again, at the Jenner's Conferences, they're going to talk about some new packaging programs. Again, some of them building on traditional packaging, where the gens want to automate the process, and so the manufacturers of the packaging have listened to that and provided them, helping them automate their systems from the bale press on through the system to the textile mills. Again, one of our, it's not new, but one of the things that we continue to work with is contamination. and making sure that U.S. cotton remains one of the growths that's as free as it can be of foreign materials. This is important. It'll be discussed in the consultants conference, and then it'll be discussed again in the Jenner's conference. And those people that have an interest in that, which is all of us, again, to make sure that we provide textile mills with cotton that they can spin and that is a value-added product.
Wonderful. Well, I look forward to going to the Mid-South conference again myself this year. Mm-hmm. Probably learn some more about that when we get there, like you said. Okay. Thank you so much, Dale Thompson. We've been visiting here at the 2015 Beltwide Cotton Conferences taking place in San Antonio. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.